Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, the Pink Lady, Jackie Goldberg.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Auntie Kate Dioma. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am sure it's all a wonderful coincidence, but this weekend leading up to this show tonight has been a wonderful combination of young people and people who are young at heart, and being able to see the beauty that together we can create. Actually, it's the bridge that we're missing in a sense, because when we're young, we think that it's all about us, and then they're the older people, but we don't. You know, we don't take them into consideration. And then some people get old, and then they don't take the young people into consideration. And then there's this really short time in the middle where we think, you know, we have to do it all and be successful and blah, blah, blah. And then we get old and realize, well, we didn't have to do it that way. And it's kind of as our guests would say, fricked up. Or fracked up or something. I love our show. I love on our show, we've had young people tell us what their hopes and their dreams are for the world. We have had older people that are on talking about what they see that they could have done and what they see for the world that they'd want to leave behind and give us their wisdom. And today is going to be an interesting combination of the two. We have our guest who is 84 years young, and we have our musical guest who performs for children that are barely born and fills them with positivity. So this is exciting. And I will say this as well. This weekend, I was invited up to the piano to sing at a party where I had been invited. And I was asked to sing a song. And without knowing, I was accompanied by a gentleman who was 80 years young, and come to find out, he was Harpo Marx's son. So Bill Marx was accompanying me. His father taught him how to play at 4 years old, and here, 76 years later, he's still going strong. And it reminded me of our guest today, who's written a book, Get Up, Get Out. I'm going to let her say it a little later, but, and Get a Life. I could just hear her. It ain't over till it's over. Well, so here he was. He's like, whatever you want to sing, I am sure I'll know it, or I'll follow you. And I thought, wow, I want to be like that at 80 years young and beyond, saying yes to life, getting up, getting out, and living my life. So we're going to be talking about all that kind of good, juicy stuff with our guest, the Pink Lady, and our musical guest, Auntie Kate, all when we come back on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and I kind of went on and on about that. I just, you know, I haven't really solidified how do I say it. It's like, let's just get it, people. We have this time together. We're kids. We're going to be older. You know, let's bridge life.
Well, that's the word, right? We talk about that all the time, bridging, you know, and being the bridge. And you know, there's, I don't know, we're in this age of separation and yet this age of coming back together. And you know, while you're talking about that, I was thinking about how there's different, you know, there's such a need to separate, you know, and identify different groups, and we have millennials and this generation and that generation. But when we get back to being, you know, humennials,
Humennials. I love that. You're so good at this kind of thing. And you know, it's interesting because Bill Marks, and I know you know him, Mark, and you've seen him perform, and I should, in a way, I shouldn't be surprised that he's playing and so beautifully at 80 years young. I shouldn't be surprised, but that's what we've kind of grown up with.
Yeah, it's like, we put all these false definitions and limitations and you know, oftentimes consumer-driven limitations, right, that have absolutely nothing, that's what we're going to hear about today, that have really nothing to do with how we can choose to be as individuals, as humennials.
Humennial, yes, use it again. Remember that. If you use it three times, you'll remember it.
Humennials.
We recorded it anyway. Well, I can see that our guest is chomping at the bit. She's been so good, sitting there literally bopping up and down in her seat. And she's the noted celebrity Pink Lady, otherwise known as Jackie Goldberg, 84 years young, and has become the voice of today's 60-plus community and proves that it's still possible to be vital, creative, enthusiastic, energetic, sexy, and shout-out fantastic. We're going to be talking about the book Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life. It's an inspiring, poignant, and funny account from someone who has seen it all. Welcome to the show, Pink Lady.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I have been chomping at the bits here. I'm like so excited. I think I'm more excited now that I'm really here meeting the two of you, because you exemplify exactly what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's bridging the generation gap, which everyone says is a gap out there. Mm. I don't say it's a gap. I just say it's generations of fantastic years of experience.
Beautiful.
I like that.
Thank you
so much.
Could you? Only honest as good as your humennials.
Humennials.
Humennials. I love it.
Oh, you've got some good ones in this book, I have to say. Could you say the title for us?
Oh, I certainly will. It's called Get Up, Get Up, and Get a Life. And then in the bottom it says, it ain't over till I say it's over.
Oh, that's it. Till I say it's over. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Actually, in the book, it's in the end, it's get up, get out, and get a life. It ain't over till you say it's over. And it's so true. It's so true.
And how many people do you know that say it's over way long before it's time?
A lot. Too many. Too many. And I come up against that for the past, when I reinvented myself. I started when I was 70, 72 after I lost my second husband. And I realized that there are so many people out there that don't look at life the way I do, or the way he did when he was alive. It was, if anything happened to him, he would always say, Pink, I want you to live life, because life is for the living. And knowing you, you're going to live it.
Wow.
And that's what I tell people.
Wait, even he called you Pink?
Yeah. Oh, everybody. In fact, my grandchildren, and that's a story there. My grandchildren call me Pink Grandma. And my great-grandchildren, because they think they double it because their mothers and dads call me Pink Grandma, they should say Pink, Pink Grandma. So I think that's so cute. I know.
Can I call you Pink?
Yes, you can. I love it. Actually, I'm like so proud of it. You know, we were in a mall one time with my grandkids, and one of them yelled, oh, Pink Grandma, look at this. And someone turned around and said, what in the hell is a Pink Grandma? I mean, just... Too much.
Yeah, actually, I think I'd rather call you Pink Humennial.
Yeah, I love that. Mark, we got it.
Here we got it.
Between the two of us, we're going to change this thing here.
Okay.
But it's all due to attitude. Remember that. And you have to ask me about attitude.
Do I?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't I just do that now, then?
Yeah. Where did you get your attitude?
No, did you get your attitude?
That's right, Filippo. I'm going to tell you where I got my attitude. Think of this. 1936, I know that blows your mind, but 1936, cold, rainy day outside of Boston.
You sound like the lady from the Golden Girls.
I know.
Sicily.
I love her. I want to be the little, you know, girl that, you know, did the dating and all that. McClanahan, what was her name?
Right.
Yeah, the dated all the time.
We'll get to dating later.
Okay,
don't.
I'm rushing. Anyway, so here I was, 4 years young, holding my mother's hand on a rainy day outside of Boston, Massachusetts, waiting at the bus stop to go down to see my dad, who was ill with pneumonia in Boston Hospital. The bus stopped, And now, I don't remember, Filippo or Mark, what I ate for breakfast yesterday, but I sure as hell remember that the bus stopped. The bus driver looked at my mother, 8 months pregnant with my sister, looked at me and said, I am so sorry, but the bus is full because, you know, it's pouring rain. You're going to have to wait for the next bus. I jumped, left go of my mother's hand, jumped onto the stairwell of the bus, put my hands on my hip, and I said, excuse me, but isn't there a gentleman on this bus who let a lady sit down? Three men got up, and we rode, sitting down, all the way to Boston. My attitude was born that day. So I let no one or anything rain on my parade. Yes.
At 4 years old.
At 4 years old.
Young, sorry.
And at 84 years young, still doing it. I should be doing it at 104 years young on this program.
Have you ever?
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're doing it. Okay, well, let's make
a date. Thank you.
Because
I know
years.
You get booked up. So.
20 years from now. On let's see, what's today? January 9th.
We'll start
the year off.
We got it.
Have you ever used the phrase, come up and see me sometime?
Well, Mae West once said something, and she was so cute, I love her. She said that, use today as the best, because the best is what you do with the day.
Oh, wow.
So not just come up and see me sometime. I loved her. Love that woman. I mean, really, she was fabulous at all ages.
You are fabulous. You know, we're talking pink, but where did it come from?
It was 1962, 64, and I was a sales rep for Women's Wear in the California Mart here in Los Angeles, and I wore all colors up until that time. And all of a sudden, I was walking down this long hallway, and I happened to have pink on that day, and being a sales rep, I mean, people knew me. Well, this one man, I guess, forgot my name, and he yells out, hey, pink lady! My late husband was a marketing genius. He said, come here. Do you want to be known everywhere in this country and when we do our work and everything? I said, well, yeah. You are now, from this day forward, I mean, it was like benedicting me there. You are now the pink lady. And I went, okay. 2 weeks later, I come into work, and we had a glass showroom. And on the glass showroom, it said, Walter P. Goldberg and Associates, starring with a big pink star, the pink lady.
Wow.
Filippo. Within 6 months, there wasn't anyone in our industry that didn't know it. It was no one in my area, like the postman and the people that I went to the market. I call myself the Pink Lady.
Wow.
And it just took off. And so talk about branding. That was the best brand I had ever done in my life.
Wow.
Because someone's going to say to you, oh, who did you have on the other day? And say you didn't say Pink Lady. Oh, I had this wonderful lady. I say wonderful. Jackie Goldberg. Oh, yeah. No, the Pink Lady. Oh, my God, the Pink Lady. I saw her on television or in a play.
And they'll say, how was she? And I'll say,
fabulous.
Fabulous.
Are you kidding me? Fabulous.
And listen in 20 years from now, because we're going to have her back.
I mean, they'll have to have earplugs probably by then.
Well, actually, Mark, maybe we should be introducing her to the Pink Man.
Probably should.
Your friend Halcyon.
Halcyon.
And my friend who we've had on the show. So maybe he could learn a thing or
well,
two.
Yeah, I always want to learn a thing or two. Especially the things that I want to learn.
Yeah. That. Well, his hair is also pink, but yours
really?
Is obviously natural.
Yeah, definitely. I love you, Filippo. God, I love this man. You could be my son. Age-wise, sure.
Or your grandson. You don't know my age, really.
Well, but I mean,
I can call you Pink Lady. You know, and actually, we love who introduced us, and that was Terry Kano.
Terry Kano, right.
And then because of you, you introduced us to Randall Kirby,
correct.
Who we had on the show.
Well, Randall was in my phenomenal show that I did for Senior Star Power Productions, my production company, America Salutes Our Veterans, and that was in November. And I had 22 people we searched for stars that were 60 years young and over. And then we had people from the Palm Springs Follies, from Broadway, from L.A. on stage, all over the age of 60 in their production numbers. Now it was fabulous.
Let's not say what they did, because when we come back, I wanted to talk about that.
Great.
And want to talk about what they did. And then, of course, we're going to talk more about the book. And interestingly enough, you have a unicorn story. And our guest, Auntie Kate, also known as, to me as a friend, Kate Deoma, she's got Rufus the Unicorn, and it's a brand new CD that she's just released. I'm so proud of her. Rufus the Unicorn and Other Upside Down Fairy Tale Songs. She's going to sing live for us here in the studio. I'm so glad you're both here and we're all here and we're doing this and can't wait to do more in just a little bit right after this on the Life Changes Show.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and with a fabulous lady, as she would say, Pink Lady, also known as Jackie Goldberg. Actually, also no longer known as Jackie Goldberg.
Right, right.
You dropped that
decades ago. Decades ago, years ago. In fact, I walked into a Starbucks the other day, and I have a commercial running from the Water and Power Company. And at the end of the commercial, I'm typing in, because it's about seniors in case of a earthquake or anything. The police have your name and number. They will come and check and see how you are. And in the end, it says the Pink Lady. And it was about 3 years ago, and it's running, still running. So I go into the Starbucks the other day, and this young, darling kid about 16, 17, behind the counter, and he yells out, "Oh my God, it's the Pink Lady. I just saw you on television."
Well, actually, you've got a Super Bowl commercial.
Yes, that was a Loctite commercial. L-O-C-T-I-T-E.
Wait, are you plugging it now? Paid you.
I know. It's so cute. It is so cute, though.
You're so cute.
And it has me dancing and everything, and with my glasses that I use. They're rose-colored glasses, because I tell people if you wear them, you see life through rose-colored glasses, and everything is beautiful and wonderful. But that was a great. I love commercial. I love doing commercial work. I love life. What am I going to tell you? I do. I just am sitting here. I'm saying, I am so lucky at 84 years young. I can't wait to be 85. I mean, there's nobody that says that today. I'm saying it.
Well, it's interesting because I was telling you before the show that as a kid, I always used to ask older people what's good about getting old. And every single one till yesterday, without fail, has said nothing. And I've asked them to dig deeper for me. The older I got, I'm like, but there's got to be. And maybe I was thinking of my immortality or something already. Right. I don't know, bridging already as a kid. But before the show, I asked you, and what did you say when I said, what's good about getting old? You said?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. I had a little boy, one of my videographers asked this little boy, right after one of our shows, The Beat Goes On, tell me something. His grandmother had taken him to the show. How did you like the show today? Oh, my God, he said. It was fabulous. He said, I didn't think people were alive at that age. I mean, the kid was like 10 or 12. And then he said, it was better than Spider-Man. Yay, you go, boy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so what are people doing on stage during your shows? Are they
They're singing. They're dancing. They have musical instruments. They're doing monologues. They're performing. They're doing the splits. I have a woman who what we call is a gypsy. She was a Las Vegas showgirl, married to a very famous comedian, J.C. Curtis, named Bobby Stamm. She's 70, going to be 70 this year, does the splits. And gets up herself. I mean, it is fabulous.
In other words, she doesn't just do the splits and just stay there until the curtain drops. Help me out.
Help me out. It's fabulous. I mean, so what I do is with, because when I first started this Senior Star Power Productions, it was because I realized that there were people out there who are so talented. All they need is a venue.
And have so much to give.
Yes. And they have so much to give, and they want to give it, if anybody. Yeah. And I'm finding in my seminars, my Get Up, Get Out, Get a Life seminars, I have people now that come in their 30s, because they look at me and they go, you give us hope that we're not going to die early of old age, meaning that we're not going to slow down, because look at you. Because I tell people that the best thing about living to this age, and hopefully way, way more than this, is that I can have 2 and 3 careers. Well, years ago, they didn't think like that.
Right.
My grandmother was 59 years young, God bless her, and she was old.
Yeah.
Today, 59 is a baby.
To you, to you.
To me.
Because there are still people that say over the hill is over 40.
Yes, but you know what? The millennials, the baby boomers, especially the baby boomers, are coming into this generation, right? Coming into the age of the over the 60. If you think that a baby boomer is going to say, I'm going to be called an old senior, that's not going to happen. Hmm. 1 out of every 5 persons by 2050, statistically proven, will be 65 years young and older. Now, that's a lot of people out there that the media better understand that we have the money, we have the time, we have the experience to really work on us.
That's a giant talent pool.
Oh, gigantic experience in every single way, engineers, doctors, whatever. So you don't want to practice cutting open someone. Say you have a little shake or whatever, as you're afraid or you're in your 70s. But be a consultant. Go out there and have a younger doctor have you with him. I mean, what a wonderful experience that would be if I was a doctor or if I was an engineer, wanted someone with experience. I would pick an older person.
Well, this is, but you're not a doctor or an engineer. You might have played one on TV,
right.
but what you are is what you are. You're a motivational speaker. You're an actress.
Yeah.
You have a lot.
And to mentor others
right.
in a younger generation.
Yeah.
The one thing I want to do now is our mission is to help seniors and veterans
right.
That are still vital, productive, creative, energetic, and entertaining to be out there, to get out there. How many veterans come home, young ones, who come home, and we're doing a lot of intergenerational work with my theater also, who come home and say, what do I do now? Or are having problems. And say they're talented. Say they sing a little. Say they dance a little. Or they're an engineer. We could put them to work in the entertainment field. There's tons of jobs out there. But the mindset of a lot of people, until you change it, is not to help those people. The most underserved people in this universe is seniors and veterans. They just are. And I want to change that. And I know you do, Filippo, as well.
You are changing it. You have changed it. You are changing it. I know you're going to change it more. And yes, we've talked about the recalibration weekend that we're doing with Heaven and Earth Oasis, and might have to do it with you. So let's talk. I loved how just a few minutes ago, and I had to write it down because I didn't think I'd be able to remember, but you just like boom, boom, boom. Like I say to people as a life coach, I say, when it's all on the tip of your tongue and it's right in the forefront of your mind, this is when I know that you put energy and focus on these kinds of things. And within a split second, you said people who are vital, productive, creative, energetic, and entertaining.
Yeah.
That's saying so much.
But it's so true. You see, when it's the truth, and when you speak the truth, it comes from the heart as well as the mind. And I say that most people out there don't realize that socially, economically, spiritually, emotionally, we have the means today to help each other. Your word, really, Mark, and I'm not being facetious, the word is a beautiful word that you said before. And to me, that's who we are. We're one person. All it takes is a hand. Mm. Just give me your hand. And you know what? We can do so much with it.
And speaking of, this is how we connected, because I mentioned earlier, Terry introduced us. And I called you saying we wanted to have a show about veterans and needing a veteran. And right away you said, well, I know somebody and I know somebody else. And let me call this person for you. And I got off the phone thinking like it was all taken care of. Who is this woman?
And most people don't do that today. It's like leaving it to someone else today to pick up the ball.
People are busy.
We're all busy. But you know what? That's who to choose. Well, the busiest person, because that's the one that's going to help the most.
Okay, you know what? I have a new name for you. The Pink Angel.
Well, name my theater. Hopefully, we're going to definitely open it 2017. And that's what we're looking for now, is to bring everyone together for a year-round experience with people, intergenerational, and with people of all ages.
I love it. Tell us more about Senior Star Power.
Senior Star Power.
What a great name, by the way.
I love it. I love it. One night, I was thinking about the people that I know who were stars, and then all of a sudden, because they felt no one wanted them, we're not doing anything. And I said, you know what? I got to put them back to work on stage. And guess where I went? There's a little theater called the Actors Forum up here. 50-seat theater, and I walked in one day, and the lady's name is Audrey, a former star, and I said, I'm looking for a theater, 50 seats, and I said, I want to bring a senior theatrical musical. She went, a what? She says, no one's going to come. I said, my darling, how many weeks can I have? She said, well, I can only give you 7. She thought that was going to frighten me. I said, I'll take it. I'll take 7 weeks. I'll take a Friday night, a Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. I filled the theater, and we can't tell the fire department, but there were like 60, 70, 80 people in that theater every single night and afternoon. And we filled it with a variety show at that time. And it was fabulous, fabulous. I'm still using some. In fact, just going to tell you, one of the ladies that was in it, Kit Smythe from the Follies in Palm Springs, which is no more, and she came in, and she was at that time about 70. And she thought it was over. I said, no, you're phenomenal. Well, today she's 77, just got a gig in Crystal Cruises, one-woman show. So you know what, my dear friends? It ain't over till you say it's over.
Well, let's talk about it. It ain't being over. So Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life is a book. Now, people can get it at seniorstarpower.org.
.org, or they can call me.
They can call you?
Oh, I would love call. I'm single, honey. Of course they can call me. Hello.
Wait, I'm getting to that. When we come back, we're going to get to your...
818-606-6679.
That's
818-606-6679. Or Pink Lady with a number 7 at earthlink.net. I love to hear from people.
Operators are standing by.
Oh, yes.
There you are. Okay. Well, when we come back.
Filippo's blushing, the pink host.
Wow. I tell you. Well, actually, speaking of blushing, there's some parts of this book that I thought I never expected to see this in this book. When did you write this book?
Just a few months ago.
It just came out, right?
And so, one of the chapters.
So you were 84 when you wrote it.
I never would have expected it. Senior sexuality.
Yeah.
And if you're not old enough, honey, don't read it. It's pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty good.
Oh, so we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about ways to reach for and grab hold of the stars. I love. Oh, she just did. Oh, I wish people could see her. You'll have to look.
Oh, yeah, I look good.
seniorstarpower.org. You could also learn about her show on that as well. Just real quickly, the name of your show
is seniorstarpower.org, and my shows are always called that, or they're different names, but the last one was called America Salutes Our Veterans, and we'll be doing that again this year.
Very exciting. So we'll be back with one more segment with Pink Lady, and a little bit after that, Auntie Kate, all on The Life Changes Show when we come back.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and having a heck of a wonderful conversation, conversation with our guest, the Pink Lady. And we're now going to talk a little bit about Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life, a book that she just wrote and released. And we're happy to be one of the first to have her on. Pink Lady, yeah. I wanted to talk about, I know you want to get straight to the sex, but I do, I still, you know...
Oh, my God. You know, ladies and gentlemen out there, you have to know, the two hosts here are absolutely the most darling, adorable gentlemen you want to see.
Aww,
and here, and they make one feel so comfortable, I may just stay overnight.
The couch is comfortable, too.
It's quite inviting. Yeah, yeah. Not pink, but that's okay.
You know, we've talked about this with a lot of guests, and I think it's important just to mention this. But we can't dwell on it at the moment. I know you don't like to dwell on it anyway, but it's not that you haven't had your down moments in life.
I've had quite a few. Right? I'm what I call a survivor of what life brings to people, but then you swim to the top.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not like you were born pink and your life's all been rosy and pink.
No.
But you somehow have made this out of it.
Well, because
pink lemonade.
Literally out of water. I mean, when you say that, because to me, if you dwell on the negative, you become negative. If you don't let negatives stay with you, like someone asked me something about, when you lose a spouse or partner, and you go on with your life, and you know how do you do that and stuff? And I said, well, wait a minute. You don't throw out your partner's memories. Those memories are there in your heart, in your mind. But you go on to live your life.
Make a choice to make new memories.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's like with dating and things like that.
Well, there we go again.
I know.
Okay, all right. So back
you
to
see, no, honey, it's a one set mind scale right through there, honey. Let me tell you.
Back to the pink host.
Okay, okay. I wanted to ask you about the stars, but ways to reach out for and grab hold of the stars. Could you just share a couple of those with us straight out of your book?
Okay. One of them, and one of the most important, is accept yourself. Stop being your own worst enemy. And start being your own best friend. And that's, besides, I'm not reading this now, but I take it from here, is that when I get up in the morning, my mother, God rest her soul, would say to me, if you can look in the mirror and you can say, hey, hi there, you're not bad. You know what? Go out and get them. Then you've made it. And that's the same thing with going in dating, which I'll tell you about afterwards. Well, I mean, that's the way it is, honey, you know. And then the other one is, these are guys, ladies, remember that. They don't understand when you're single. Okay, so seize the day. And by that, I mean that every day is really a present. It's a present that you got because the alternative is not where you want to be. So it doesn't matter your age. It is a present. Use it wisely. Have a ball. Don't forget, take that chance. Take it. All it can do is either fail or not fail. But that's all it is. And if it fails, you take another chance and do something else. Eventually, whatever your goal is, it will happen. And then it's important to learn to renew and deepen your spiritual faith. Someone asked me, Pink, when you get out of bed in the morning, what's the first thing you do? And I said, I put my 2 feet over the bed, look out into my garden, and I say thank you. Thank you to the universe for giving me another day to help others see life.
Wow.
Good. And that's the truth.
Wow.
Beautifully said. Yeah.
So beautifully said. And there's actually more to it. Page 179, for those of you who are going to get a book, there's more to it. But on page 100, you have these gems, and I'll share real quickly. She says, your life is a drawing without an eraser. That's brilliant.
Because it's true. In other words, we can't erase. We can't go back. You can't go back. Whatever it is that you do, but go on from it.
And number two, you have what happens, happens for a reason. Yes. Deal with it.
Yes. You're a big girl, big boy. I always say, I have a thing in my house, it's a lady, and it says, deal with it. Just put your big girl panties on and just go with it. You know, sometimes life is go with the flow. It'll all work out.
And there are so many more, but I'll just read the next one. Learn to have faith in something bigger than yourself.
Yes, thank you, God.
Thank you, Pink Lady. Now, okay, so we have about 20 seconds to talk about sex.
That's about all I need, honey, at this point in my life.
Oh, I've stuck my foot in that one.
All I can say is when someone asks me, do you date? And I say, do I look like I'm dead? Of course you date, and of course you have relationships. And remember one thing, sex is an exercise, romance and love is where it is.
Ah.
Big difference.
Well, exercise is healthy, too.
It burns off a lot of calories, honey.
Okay, I was kidding about the 20 seconds. We have a couple more minutes. So you said something like that actually in a live audience setting. So how did that go down?
Oh, I did. Well, one time someone asked me, we had a seminar going, and someone asked me, do I date? And I said, well, of course, do I look like I'm dead? And then there was silence, and this person said, well, you know. And I said, excuse me, do you want to know if I have intimate romantic relations? Yes. Now the whole room was silent, right? And I said, how do I look? And ladies and gentlemen, I am humble and shy, but I am cute and adorable. And I'm like 5 feet, and I wear pink, and my hair is pink, and I look great. And I said, how do I look? And they said, oh, you look great. And I said, how does my skin look? Oh, your skin looks wonderful. Does that answer your question? Because years ago, when you would, shall we say, have a sexual experience, your skin, so the older mothers and grandmothers would think, would be clear. So there I was with clear skin, so guess for yourself.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well.
No, but I think we all need love in some way. And it's companionship. And it's, to me, you can be as sexy as you want, holding someone's hand, sitting over a cup of coffee, talking. To me, it's not just going to bed. I'm not joking. To me, going to bed is fine. It's great. It's an exercise. But when you get out of that bed, you better be able to talk and discuss with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Could I ask you, I mean, since we are advertising for you, what kind of man you're looking for?
Well, actually, I'm looking for someone who I can respect and respects me. Mm. I'm looking for someone who likes to have a good time. I'm looking for someone who has my back as well as I would have his in whatever they do, support it, and whatever I do. I'm looking for a friend as well as a sexual partner, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, sex is one thing, but if you cannot have that person as a friend and talk about things and enjoy a hot dog or enjoy a meal or whatever and comfortably communicate, you got a problem. And that you don't want. And if you do have problems, come to me. I can help you out. But really.
And you want, I bet, somebody who thinks with a like mind, positive.
Yes,
and
positive. And I want someone who shares my love for the over 60 crowd, who shares my love to realize that veterans are people, not just people who are going out there and giving their lives for us, but people who give it and come home. They need to be honored. They need to be respected. Hmm. The people that are over the age of a certain age, 60, 70, whatever, those people need to be blessed and talked to and understood. Grouchy, non-grouchy, doesn't matter. They all think of age as, you get old and grouchy. Well, how about young and grouchy? I mean, it's the same.
Mm. That's what I was thinking about before. You mentioned at the beginning of the show, as we were talking about your age, a mindset, that it's a mindset. Mm. But you're also sharing a mindset that, to use our word, recalibrates the way people see.
Yes.
You know, it used to be old and discarded or old and grouchy.
Right.
Or the consumer world always said youth is beauty. Except
Mark, it's rethink, revitalize, reinvent the whole communication system of how we talk and how we see each other.
Beautiful.
Well, in honor of you and the shows that you have done that were called Rocking with the Ages, we've called this show Rocking with the Ages, and you have rocked it.
Well, thank you so very much.
You.
It was my pleasure. Believe me when I say that to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The Pink Lady, learn more about her, her workshops and seminars, her shows, and her book, You Say It.
Get up.
Get up.
Get out.
Get out.
And get a life.
Get a life. And remember, it ain't over until you say
it's over.
All right. Well, that Pink Lady, thank you so much. I look forward to doing more with you. Again, seniorstarpower.org. You can learn more about her there. We'll be right back with our guest, Auntie Kate T, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, the Pink Lady, and we have been joined in the studio by Auntie Kate. Of course, I know her as Kate Dioma, and I've had the pleasure of knowing her for many years, and she's a singer, a songwriter, an advocate, and speaker for children. And this is exciting because next Monday, on Monday, January 16, 2017, she will be releasing the CD, which I happily hold in my hand, Rufus the Unicorn and Other Upside Down Fairy Tale Songs, Auntie Kate. So let's just start off by saying, Kate, thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that I can speak.
Yes, and actually, I say that too because we thought it would be so perfect to have you and the Pink Lady on, because what a beautiful way to bridge, because you share positive messages for children. And frankly, I have heard the whole CD, and I could say, I think these positive messages are for adults too.
It's funny you should say that, because I've actually been singing some of them at adult events as well.
Yay.
So I've been getting out to, like, personal development events and been invited to share my songs with adult audiences and get them to sing along.
We need to introduce you to a lady who's directly across from you here in the studio. And we'll talk more about that. In the meantime, you have been singing all weekend, and you don't sound as your usual self, but you sound fine.
This is not the voice that I normally present. But it's coming out of me, so you can hear me, so that's all good.
So more power to you for showing up, saying yes, and coming here and doing live. Now, you're here actually with your friend and musical director who's going to be on keyboard, David
Tabakman.
And welcome.
Thank you. Thank you,
Filippo. That's a big keyboard you have there.
Well,
I looked over. It's not our usual keyboard. You brought your own?
That's right.
Okay. Well, you have a big keyboard. Anyway, yes, David, I know where
David
the Pink Lady's mind went.
What? David produced the CD and plays most of the instruments on it as well.
Wonderful to know. And you, my friend, wrote all the songs on here except for one, and the lyrics as well. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes. I wrote the music and the lyrics. The songs have been inspired by kids that I know. My original song, I have to say a little bit about how this all came about, mm-hmm. because we knew each other because you were singing at the Feast of San Gennaro and I was the photographer.
Yeah, on the Italian connection
thing.
Right.
And you had told me about this event you were doing, the Live Life Changes show.
Right.
And it popped up on my calendar, and I was not happy that day with my photography and my writing that I was doing. And I'm like, I need a life change. Okay, I'm going right now. Picked up my purse, drove to Radisson LAX to this event where Dorothy Donahue, your producer, read this wonderful invocation that inspired me, and you were raffling off a session with Dorothy Donahue.
Right.
And I'm like, well, there aren't that many people in the room. The chances are good. And I bought a raffle ticket, and I won the session with Dorothy Donahue. And at that time, I'd been working for 20 years as a photographer and for 10 years as a writer and was trying to figure out where to take my photography and writing. And this incredible session, 2.5-hour session with Dorothy, my spirit guides appeared, and literally, they were very present, and told Dorothy that forget the photography and writing, I needed to be singing. And I did used to be a singer, and I hadn't been singing for 20 years. And that was in 2009, and went through a variety of changes in different kinds of music before I came to this children's music. But I had written a children's song when I was a teenager, and in 2010, I recorded it. And it was kind of lonely out there on its own. And I had a nephew who was 3 and then 4 and 5, who was inspiring me with conversations. Mm. So a lot of the lyrics in these songs come from conversations that I've had with children, and particularly my nephew Declan, who inspired Pirates Are People Too and Get Up It's Morning and The Right Side of the Bed, and called me specifically and said, Aunt Kate, can you write me a cowboy song?
Oh.
And that one took a while because it had very specific criteria of things that had to fit in. But eventually he got his cowboy song, which is actually on the CD twice as a cowboy song and a cowgirl song.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that story. And yes, and it's been wonderful to see you progress from that initial inspiration that you attribute to Dorothy in our show. And yes, and our lives have changed and we're all better for it, and more power to you. and I'd like to suggest a song. How about Seniors Are People Too?
I don't know if I have the notes for that one. Too. We were going to do Rufus the Unicorn for you, because I know tonight.
No, not for now. I mean for your, you know,
for the next CD. Yes, for the seniors, we'll do children's songs for seniors.
Okay.
Which will have Take Care of Yourself. When I Talk to Myself, Am I Kind? What Can I Do for the World Today? Those are songs that are for upcoming CDs that I've already written.
We know someone that fills her stages all the time.
So. Yes, exactly.
Those are messages that are great for adults and seniors every age. What can I do for the world today?
You're still too young to be in any of our shows, but maybe there are exceptions. Who knows? But in the meantime, we have you here, and what a pleasure. And thank you for agreeing to sing live. And people can hear you singing on the CD. Rufus the Unicorn is the name of the CD, but it's also the name of a song, and that's what we're going to hear live now.
That's right.
Okay, well, here's Auntie
Kate.
And the
notes are all going to come out.
Yes.
Some notes. This is not the key I normally sing the song.
This is perfect.
It will be perfect.
Love you having said yes. So here's Auntie Kate singing Rufus the Unicorn from Rufus the Unicorn's CD live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Rufus the pony had a bump on his head. The horses all teased him, and here's what they said. I'm sorry, my friend, but you're not a horse. I'd say you were a unicorn, but they're not real, of course. That bump on your head will soon be a horn, but I think you're a goat, not a unicorn. Rufus the goat had one horn on his head. The other goats made fun of him, and here's what they said. You can't be a goat, because goats have two horns. You kind of look like a unicorn. You can't be a unicorn, because they don't exist. So I think that you must be a rhinoceros. Rufus the rhino had one horn on his head. The other rhinos looked at him, and here's what they said. You're just not a rhino, you're simply too pale. You're missing a horn and have a lion's tail. You look like a unicorn, but you're playing tricks. So I think that you must be a plain old oryx. Rufus the oryx had one horn on his head. He went to find an oryx, and here's what she said. Rufus, you're no oryx, no goat or rhino, but I'll tell you the truth, because I really know. With one horn, a lion's tail, and horse's hair, you look just like those unicorns over there. The unicorn was happy as can be with his unicorn friends and new family. So if anyone tells you you're not what you are, just remember Rufus and you will go far. And if you ever see a horse with one horn, maybe it's really a unicorn. Yes, if you ever see a horse with one horn, it just might be Rufus the Unicorn.
Aww. Love
that.
Aww. So this is one of my favorite ones to do with kids, because they get very engrossed and want to know what happens in the end. But we also have great discussions afterwards, not only about being who you are, but if a unicorn came to play with you, wouldn't you let it play? Don't you want to play with animals and people who are different than you. So it's really fun to have those discussions with kids.
This is the thing. First of all, I have to give your website out, AntieKate.com, and Antie, AntieKate.com. And of course, she's on Facebook as Auntie Kate and elsewhere. And the CD will be available also as of a week from today on iTunes and where else?
And Amazon.
And Amazon.
Yes. You can actually get it today at AntieKate.com.
Oh, okay.
But it will be available on Amazon and iTunes and other download sites.
This
on
is
January
awesome.
16th.
And by the way, thank you. I just read what you wrote inside mine to Filippo. Thank you for setting me back on my musical path. Love, Kate. Love you, too. And it's very exciting to know that we've been a part of each other's lives. I mean, some of the pictures you've taken with some of the celebrities, actually, it's like that people say, oh, you know, this is pretty, you know, you're, and you were the one that took that picture. And so we've gone way back. You took one of our life improvement workshops. You've been to Dorothy's Energetic Alchemy workshop. We've just seen and been in each other's growth path. And nobody can do it by themselves.
That's right.
And so I have to say that I did have a copy that I was listening to or from the internet somehow that you sent. Mm-hmm. I listened to the whole CD and some of the songs over again because I thought, this is a message that I need to hear.
That's kind of why I wrote some of them, is because I needed the message myself. Mm. I've written quite a few songs. Sometimes I don't know I need the message until like a week later. It occurs to me, oh, I wrote that because I needed the message. Because I really feel like I've channeled most of these songs. They've either come from a request from a child or an idea from a child. Rufus the Unicorn was actually written in the car with my two nieces, Becca and Sarah, in the pouring rain, driving home from a family reunion. And I just said, I want to write a song about a unicorn. Let's brainstorm something. And they helped come up with the name. And one of them, you know, just threw out the idea, well, unicorns don't exist. It's like, let's throw that in there. So that was really fun,
wow.
You know, writing with them.
Wow.
So it's really fun that way.
You know which one, interestingly enough, I think I played it two or three times. I'm Sorry. It's called I'm Sorry. And mm-hmm. I thought, wow, if I had only learned how to say I'm sorry the way you so beautifully and eloquently state in this song and repeat over and over mm-hmm. again. You could just tell us a couple of the words to I'm Sorry.
Sure. I'm sorry. Let's see. Do I have any? I'm sorry if I did something to hurt you. I'm sorry, so sorry. It wasn't a nice thing to do. I'm sorry, so sorry. Forgive me, can we still be friends? I promise that I won't do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really, I like the ending that sorry can be hard to say, but helps to take the bad feelings away.
Yeah.
And I want to take the bad feelings away. Because I think so often we feel we want to take the bad feelings away, but
right.
Don't, there's this barrier to saying I'm sorry. And
yeah.
I was actually inspired both by a friend of mine who had a whole discussion group to talk about why it's so hard to say you're sorry.
Mm.
And by a 3-year-old who absolutely refused after he heard his sister to say his sorry. And that combination of those things happening sort of back to back.
Right.
I'm like, okay, we need to learn it when we're 3 so that when we're 40, we're not asking why is it so hard for me to say I'm sorry.
Right, and not being able to say I'm sorry when you really need to
right.
and ruining relationships. Well, I have another suggestion. I think I love you song, because that's another thing that people have a hard time saying. So what do we get to hear next?
I think we're going to do a little bit of Sunshine in My Pocket.
Sunshine in my pocket. Okay. So here is... Oh, and by the way, I love the message in Blow Away the Rain. That's so clever. So clever. You'll have to get the CD and listen for yourself or listen it with your children or gift it to a child. AntieKate.com, AntieKate.com. The CD is Rufus the Unicorn and Other Upside Down Fairy Tale Songs, Auntie Kate. And here she is live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show singing... Sunshine in My Pocket, Auntie Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I carry a little bit of sunshine in my pocket. A little bit of sunshine helps to make my day. I'll share a smile with all of those around me. Share a little bit of sunshine with you along the way. We can hear a bluebird sing of his happiness. He and his new bird know they are blessed. I carry a little bit of sunshine in my pocket. A little bit of sunshine helps to make my day. I'll share a smile with all of those around me and share a little bit of sunshine with you along the way. A fuzzy caterpillar spins a tight cocoon. By some wonderful magic, he'll be a butterfly soon. I carry a little bit of sunshine in my pocket. A little bit of sunshine helps to make my day. I'll share a smile with all of those around me and share a little bit of sunshine with you along the way. I'll carry a little bit of sunshine in my pocket. A little bit of sunshine helps to make my day. I'll share a smile with all of those around me and share a little bit of sunshine with you along the way. And share a little bit of sunshine with you and share a little bit of sunshine with you and share a little bit of sunshine with you along the way.
Thank you, Auntie Kate, and thank you, David Tabachman. Actually, David, we're going to give AuntieKate.com another shout-out. And then what is your website?
My website for music for kids, it's called VeryHelpfulSongs.com.
VeryHelpfulSongs.com.
That's right, and you can find my albums in under iTunes and Spotify under my name, David Tabachman, T-O-B-O-C-M-A-N.
Well, thank you so much. And Kate, thank you for bringing in David. And thank you for bringing in yourself and saying yes and being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for bringing the sunshine from your pocket to with us. Rufus, the unicorn, what are you getting out of there?
The sunshine out of my pocket.
Oh, look, she has little cards with suns in them. See, you are all around. Oh, that is awesome. Wow.
I love it.
Oh, it's a sticker, too, with AuntieKate.com. All right, well, with that, we're not going to end this. We're just going to keep going. and going. But off the air for now. Auntie Kate, thank you for being with us.
I just had the cutest idea.
More power to you.
Off?
And thank you to... You just can't hold it in.
I'm already collaborating.
Was it about sex? Because you know.
No, it's about her cute songs with the seniors running all over stage, dressed as little kids, singing those songs to the audience.
That would be adorable.
Wow,
that would be totally adorable.
You know,
am I right?
I'm in.
Kate, meet the pink lady. The pink lady, meet Kate. And pink lady, thank you so much for being with us. Or pink grandma, thank you for being with us. And with that, gosh, I really hate to see this end, but it's not ending, it's just beginning. So with that, I want to say a big thank you to Brent here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent.
And thank you, Brent. To Doug Newsom at BBS Radio Network for being our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, your host, I'm here to say, as your life changes, like ours just changed tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.